Michael Rappaport says radical anti-Jewish campus protests will help Trump. I can't wait to see your screaming and crying when he wins. By Simon Kent on April 22, 2024. Hollywood star Michael Rappaport has no time for the endless anti-Jewish protesters screaming their messages on campuses across the country. He warned Monday the law of unintended consequences will apply and the hate-filled protests will simply enhance the prospect of a Donald Trump victory come November. Taking to social media outlet X, formerly known as Twitter, Rappaport declared, "The anti-Jewish screaming on college campuses will be worth a screaming when Trump wins in November. And you'll have nobody to scream it but yourself. That includes everyone who's silent about it right now. Each and every one of you anti-Jewish and Israel ain't got nothing to do with me people." The actor spoke barely 48 hours after anti-Israel protesters at Yale University tore down an American flag on Friday night as they occupied the campus in what Jewish students have called an act of intimidation against them and against the university, as Breitbart News reported. The video circulated on social media on Saturday and Sunday, with keffiyeh-clad activists swooping and cheering as they tore down the Stars and Stripes. Protesters at Columbia University also chanted explicitly pro-terror slogans this past week, calling for the killing of Israeli soldiers, as they occupied the campus illegally, even after a wave of arrests by the New York Police Department. The video of the pro-terror chants, some of which were in Arabic, was captured by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. Demonstrators called for Israeli soldiers to be killed and for Palestine to be Arab, free of Jews. The protests coincided with the congressional testimony last week of Columbia University President Nemat Shafik and other university officials about the problem of anti-Semitism on campus. All of them admitted it was a problem, but could not explain the lenient treatment given to students and others who had violated university policies, as Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak pointed out. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.